रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 9th कांटो चैप्टर 22 द डिसेंडेंट्स ऑफ अजामिलः. टुडे स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम द टेक्स्ट 21 अप टू 25. So 21 to 24 there is no purport, so I am just reading the verses and translation, then we will together chant 25th. Translation: Chitrangada, of whom Vichitra Virje was the younger brother, was killed by a Gandharva who was also named Chitrangada. Satyavati, before her marriage to Santanu, gave birth to the master of authority of Vedas, Vyasadeva, known as Krishna Daipayana, who was begotten by Parasaramuni from Vyasadev, I, Sukadeva Goswami, was born, and from him I studied this great work of literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. The incarnation of Godhead Vyasadev, rejecting his disciples, headed by Paila, instructed Srimad Bhagavatam to me, because I was free from all material desires. After Ambika and Ambalika, the two daughters of Kashiraj were taken away by force. Vichitra Virja married them. But because he was too attached to these two wives, he had a heart attack and died of tuberculosis. Text 25th. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. ट्रांसलेशन: बादरायण श्री व्यासदेव, फॉलोइंग द ऑर्डर ऑफ हिज मदर सत्यवती, बिगट थ्री सन्स, टू बाय द वोम्ब ऑफ अंबिका एंड अंबालिका, द टू वाइफ्स ऑफ हिज ब्रदर विचित्र वीर्य, एंड द थर्ड बाय विचित्र वीर्यस मेड सर्वेंट. These sons were Dhritarashtra, Pandu and Vidura. Purport: Vichitra Virjaya died of tuberculosis and his wives Ambika and Ambalika had no issue. Therefore, after Vichitra Virjaya's death, his mother Satyavati, who was also the mother of Vyasadev, asked Vyasadev to beget children through the wives of Vichitra Virjaya. In those days, the brothers of the husband could beget children through the womb of his sister-in-law. This was known as Devarena Suta Utpati. If the husband was somehow unable to beget children, his brother could do so through the womb of his sister-in-law. This Devarena Suta Utpati and the sacrifice of Ashwamedha, Gomedha are forbidden in the age of Kali. Aswamedham gavalambham sanyasam palapaitrikam devarena sutotpatim kalau pancha vivarjayet. In this age of Kali, five acts are forbidden: the offering of a horse in sacrifice, the offering of a cow in sacrifice, the acceptance of the order of sannyas, the offering of oblations of flesh to the forefathers, and a man's begetting children in his brother's wife. Brahma Vaivarta Purana. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Sailakaya Chakhyurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurubhe Namaha. श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं जन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामहं ददाति सोपदान्तिकं. वंदे अहं श्री गुरुः श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं
सा अद्वैतं सा अवधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णा चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखानितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नम महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
ट्रांसलेशन अगेन चित्रंगदा ऑफ होम विचित्र वीर्य वॉज द यंगर ब्रदर वॉज किल्ड बाय गंधर्व who was also named Chitrangada. Satyavati, before her marriage to Santanu, gave birth to the master of authority of Vedas, Vyasadev, known as Krishna Daipayana, who was begotten by Parasara Muni. From Vyasadev, I, Sukadev Goswami, was born, and from him I studied this great work of literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. The incarnation of Godhead Vyasadev, rejecting his disciples, headed by Paila, instructed Srimad Bhagavatam to me, Sukadev, because I was free from all material desires. After Ambika and Ambalika, the two daughters of Kashiraj were taken away by force. Vichitra Virjaya married them, but because of he was too attached to these two wives, he had a heart attack and died of tuberculosis. Badarayana, Sri Vyasadev, following the orders of his mother, Satyavati, begot three sons, two by the wombs of Ambika and Ambalika, the two wives of his brother, Vichitravirja, and third by Vichitravirja's maid servant. These three sons were Dhritarashtra, Pandu, and Vidura. So this is Mahabharata. Maha means great. Bharata, India. Great India. This is the history of India. Actually, it is the history of the world. Because the king of Hastinapura, they were ruling the entire world those days. So, here is a nice history is given that how from in previous classes I told this history, I am not going through all the history now, to be long. So anyhow, Chitrangada and Vichitra Virjaya, they are son of Maharaj Santanu, from the womb of Satyavati. Another son of Maharaj Santanu, from goddess Ganges, or Ganga, was Bhishmadev. So, we have known that Vishwadev is great vow not to get married, to remain Naishthik Brahmachari, remain celibate throughout his life. So, the elder son of Mahasantanu from Satyavati was Chitrangada, and he occupied the throne of Hastinapur. Then another Gandharva, his name was also Chitrangada. He thought, why this man has my name? Then he challenged, why your name is Chitrangada? My name is Chitrangada. In this material world, there must be one Chitrangada, not two. Challenged. You change your name, otherwise you come fight with me. So there was a great fight between Chitrangada and this King Chitrangada of Hastinapur and the Gandharva Chitrangada. And after a great fight for many, many years, finally, the Chitrangada, son of Vichitra Virjaya, was died in battle. So his younger brother, Vichitra Virjaya, occupied the throne. But then Bhishmadev, in order to satisfy the desire of his younger brother Vichitra Virjaya, he forcefully kidnapped three daughters of Kashi Raj, king of Varanasi or Kashi. There was a marriage ceremony, and these three daughters were of Kashi Raj, the king of Banaras, Varanasi, was sitting in the majority there, and all are assembled in that marriage ceremony. And there are thousands of princes are there. Everyone was thinking to get these three princes as their queen. But suddenly Bhishmadev appeared in the middle of the ceremony. The marriage ceremony, forcefully he kidnapped the three daughters of Kashi Raj. Who could fight with Bhishmadev? Even all these warriors there, thousands of warriors, by Bhishmadev was alone, very easily he defeated all the warriors, all the other princes there. Sorry, prince, those were there. Then he forcefully took these three daughters of Kashi Raj. There are three: Amba, Ambika, and Ambalika. Amba, the eldest daughter of Kashi Raj, she had some love for Samba. She told to Bhishmadev, I have already given my heart to Samba. So let me free. I had to go to him. Bhishmadev, let free him, free her. So she went to Samba, but Samba told, no, you are already touched by Bhishmadev. Another man has already kidnapped you. I could not accept you as my wife. You go back to Bhishmadev. So when Amba returned and approached Bhishmadev to accept him, accept her as his wife, Bhishmadev told him, it is not possible for me. I just kidnapped all of you for my brother, younger brother, Vichitra Virjaya. But Amba took a vow, I must marry you. You have touched my body. You have kidnapped me forcefully. Bhishmadev told, it is not possible. Then she took shelter of Parshuram, the guru who taught the science of archery to Bhishmadev. So Bhishmadev told Bhishmadev, Parshuram told Bhishmadev, you get married to this girl. He told, no, it is not possible. I have given word to my father, Santanu, I will remain celibate entire life. So Parshuram challenged him in a war to force Bhishmadev to get married this girl. But in war, who was defeated? Parshuram was defeated. Though he has killed Kshatriyas all over the world 21 times, defeated all Kshatriya kings and killed them. Finally, he was defeated by Bhishmadev. Then he took a vow, in future, I will never teach this science of archery to any Kshatriyas. So in this way, but Amba took a vow, if I could not get married this man, Bhishma, I must somehow other do some harm. And she became cause of his death. Though Bhishmadev is boon of Ichchamrityu, when he wish, he will die. But Amba, apart from austerity, pleased Lord Shiva And in next life she came as who? Shikhandi. And because of Shikhandi, Bhishmadeva knows everything. So when Bhishmadeva was fighting with Arjuna, it was not possible to defeat Bhishmadeva in a war. No one could defeat him. So when he was fight so valiantly with Arjuna, Arjuna was very difficult to face the Bhishmadeva in war. So even one time Lord Sri Krishna himself just get down from the chariot and run toward Bhishma with one wheel, just to kill him. Even he broke his own promise that Krishna took promise that I will not take any weapon in this war. I will simply sit in as a chariot driver in Arjuna's chariot. But one day he was forced. Bhishmadeva told, "Oh Madhusudan, I will force you to have weapon in your hand, have to fight. Otherwise, the life of Arjuna could not be saved." So in this way, we see how Bhishmadeva was such a great warrior, but still Bhishmadeva himself, he gave suggestion to Pandavas. When the all Pandavas, they went to Bhishmadeva, cried, "Oh grandfather, if you want to kill all of us, it is, we like all of us to be killed in your hand." Because Bhishmadeva is the personality who grown up them from the very childhood. So Bhishmadeva did not want the Pandavas to be defeated. So he told, "Okay, I am telling you the secret, how you could make me away from this war. You put Shikhandi in front of Arjuna, you put Shikhandi in front of you. And when I saw Shikhandi, I could not fight. I will give up my weapons." In this way, Bhishmadeva was accepted voluntarily defeat from Arjuna. He gave up his weapon, his armors, his bow and arrows, and in this way, when he was just standing without any weapon, Arjuna just following the orders of Krishna, just put arrows on his body, and in this way, in bed of arrow, Bhishmadev just fell down in the battlefield. So in this way, how this history of Mahabharata, then Vichitra Virya also died, as he mentioned. Vichitra Virya was king of Hastinapura, but because of so much attachment, for whom? For the two princes of Kashiraj, Ambika and Ambalika, too much attachment. So he finally attached to these two wives, and he had a heart attack and died of tuberculosis. So too much attachment to a woman is not good. And this attachment, why one attached so much? Because when a woman become very beautiful, Chanakya Pandit says, "Runa kritva pita satru mata cha vyabhicharini rupavati bharija satru putra jadi apanditaha." These are all, Chanakya Pandit says, if a father, he was a debtor, and the son afterwards has to pay all these debts, then such a father is an enemy for that son. If mother, baby child, is a prostitute, then this is also not good for his children. And if wife become very extremely beautiful, then the husband also become attached so much to that wife, particular wife. And not only he himself, but other men also, they also get attached to that woman. Gautama Rishi, case of Gautama Rishi, you see his wife was Ahalya. Ahalya was extremely beautiful. And she has boon that she will not cross the age of 16. She always remain in that age, like a young girl all the time. So even the demigods, Indra, and Chandra and his sun god, they are all attracted towards Ahalya. So Gautama has a great problem. Finally he calls Ahalya, "You become stone." Just, but that is not curse, this is a benediction, because he was a great rishi. But he also told, okay, Ramchandra will appear here. And when he touched you in his feet, then you will again come to your own form. And seeing Ramchandran by getting his mercy, he returned back to Godhead. So in this way we see how it is very dangerous. So here is Vichitra Virjaya was so much attached to these two beautiful wives. So finally, he died, as mentioned here, had a heart attack and died of tuberculosis. Here is another thing is mentioned here, that Sukadeva Goswami is telling, though Vyasadeva has so many disciples, headed by Paila, but he did not teach this Bhagavatam to them. Rather, he selected Sukadev to be the student of Bhagavatam. And Sukadeva Goswami is telling, why my father selected me as he, to learn this Bhagavatam? Because Srimad Bhagavatam to me, because I was free from all material desires. So that is the qualification of learning Bhagavatam. In the beginning of Bhagavatam, this is told that Nirmat Saranam Satam. One must be free from envy and free from material desires. Then he could understand Bhagavatam properly. And when you hear Bhagavatam, you have to hear it from a proper person. Both the speaker and the listener, both must be qualified. That's why the secretary to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvadamodara Goswami, used to say, Bhagavata padhagya Bhagavata sthane. Ekanta sarana laha Govinda charane. Go and read this Bhagavat from a person Bhagavat. This book Bhagavat can be learned from a person Bhagavat who is a devotee. Then you can able to take shelter or surrender at the lotus feet of Govinda, Krishna. So that's why Sukadeva Goswami is telling, my father Vyasadeva, he selected me to be the student of Srimad Bhagavatam, to learn Bhagavatam from him, because I have no material desires. That's why he selected me. He has so many disciples, but he rejected all his disciples. And finally he selected me to be recipient of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then here is Sukadeva Goswami describing that how these three sons were three personalities like Pandu, Dhritarashtra and Vidura, they appeared, how they took birth. So he told that when Vichitra Vijaya was died, then Satyavati was thinking how this ancestry will go on, who will be the next king in this Kuru dynasty. Then Satyavati tried to convince Bhishmadev. He mentioned in Mahabharata, try her best, Bhishmadev, to beget children in the womb of Ambika and Ambalika, but Bhishmadev was fixed in his vow. He told it is not possible. Because of I even disobeyed the orders of Parshuram. I fought with him. It is not possible. I gave him the word to my father. It is not possible. So now Satyavati was thinking about his earlier son, that was from Parasara Muni. His name was Vyasadev. As we have heard before, how Vyasadev just took birth from the womb of Satyavati, then immediately he just stood up like a young man and just left for Himalaya for austerity. But he promised to his mother, O mother, Anyway, any time you need any help from me, and I can do some service for you, then you remember, just remember me. I will immediately appear in front of you. So Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai. So that's why now Satyavati, just remembered Vyasadev. Krishna Daipayana Vyasa, he is a earlier son from Parasaramani. So Vyasadev appeared in front of Satyavati, then Satyavati told, okay, my son, this is my problem. You, being a great sage, you know everything. Still I am just explaining to you. To continue this Kuru dynasty, you have this, because my sons from Santanu, both Chitrangada and Vichitrabirji has died. So please, you begot children in the womb of your sister-in-law, who? Ambika and Ambalika. So following the order of his mother, so Vyasadeva first went to Ambika, Ambika. And before Satyavati told already Ambika, you should be in your bedroom and you should decorate the bedroom very nicely and you will get ready, because you have to meet your brother-in-law or something like. But Ambika was expecting maybe Bhishmadev. She did not know that Satyavati had another son. But she was thinking how Bhishmadev, he is a great brahmachari celibate and he took this vow. How he could break his vow? In this way she just thinking, but suddenly a sage entered to her bedroom and his chamber, and she saw that Vyasadeva was just coming from directly from Himalaya, and he took a vow austerity. He could not take bath during the austerity time, and he was completely fully dirty, and so dots are all over his body, and he has huge hair on his head, and beards, and furious eyes. He was very tall, like 7 feet high, and he has just entered our bedroom, and he has no cloth, only one lion cloth, just putting on, and just entered to her bedroom, and he is seeing Vyasadeva, he just started trembling. Anyway, Vyasadeva went and sat just beside her, and as he is ordered by his mother, Vyasadeva, so he discharged his semen in her womb, but out of fear, she just closed her eyes. Who? Ambika. Close her eyes. So when Vyasadeva came out, then his mother Satyavati asked, what happened? He told, okay, everything is good. Following your order only, I just discharged my semen in womb of Ambika, your queen, but she will get a son having a strength of 10,000 elephants, a very powerful son, and a good memory and everything, but he will become blind. He will appear as a blind son, because when I was embracing Ambika, and she was just out of fear, just close her eyes. Because she closed her eyes, so her son will be blind. And he will not only be blind materially, but spiritually also he become blind. In this way, Vyasadev told, then Satyavati, the trembling, she told, what has happened? Why like this? Oh son, please listen again. Then you have to give another son. And another queen is there. Her name is Ambalika. Vyasadeva told, not now, I am going now for meditation. Maybe after 1 month you again remember me. Vyasadeva left. Then after 1 month, there Satyavati trained the other queen, Ambalika, told, just you get this great responsibility. You have a child from same Vyasadeva. He will come again, following my order. You will again discharge his semen in your womb, and you get a nice child that will be next king in this Kuru dynasty. So in this way, Tandapadhu and Vyasadev come, and again he entered to the room of Ambalika. Ambalika, following the instruction of Satyavati, she was okay, she was opened his eyes, and somehow he was not so frightened, but still it is natural she get frightened seeing Vyasadeva in that form. But somehow other, when Vyasadeva embraced her and discharged his semen, she did not close her eyes, but just she was feeling some very strange feeling in her body, but she just opened her eyes. But Vyasadeva again come out, and mother asked Satyavati, what happened? He told, this queen is okay, she's opened her eyes, but seeing me she get pale. Her body become like a little boy, is just trim. So the son born from her womb will be known as Pandu. His born will be like that. His born. But that son will be very good. He will have possessed all the good qualities and a great warrior like this. But Satyavati told, okay, how it is possible if his color become faded or something like pale color, because then how he be again king? So he requested again Vyasadev, oh son, please you try again. Again I will prepare my first queen, this is the Ambika, then you may try to beget a child in her womb again. Vyasadev told, mother, it is already twice I follow your order. I am not just a lusty man to do this again and again. By following order I did twice, but now I have to do my meditation. But again and again Satyavati just folding hand request, then he told, okay, I am coming after 1 month. Vyasadev came next time. Then in the meantime Satyavati was giving so much advice to Ambika. And this time, after listening so many advice from her mother-in-law, from Satyavati, she was not convinced. She did not want to face Vyasadeva again. So she has one maid servant. So he dressed the maid servant with her sarees, with her ornaments, just like a queen. She dressed her maid servant and just told the maid servant to meet Vyasadeva. And the maid servant was on the bed of Ambika. So when Vyasadeva entered, that maid servant, she was very polite. He just welcomed Vyasadeva, gave him nice seat to sit down, and he washed his feet and drank his charanamrita, the washing water of his feet. Then she talked very sweetly. She offered him nice foods. Some foods are there. She offered to Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva, being the great sage, incarnation of Godhead, he understood everything. He understood this girl is not the same queen. So Vyasadeva became very pleased. And she discharged him in her womb, but he gave a boon to that girl. Told, I know you are the maidservant of queen, but my boon, your son will be the greatest of all devotees. He will be a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord. He will achieve all the good qualities of a Vaishnava. In this way he booned the maid serpent, and when come out again Vyasadev, then my mother asked, what happened? Satyavati told, okay, this queen cheated me. She just decorated her maid servant, and I met her maid servant. So this maid servant will have a child, and he will be one of the best devotee of the Supreme Lord. He will be great. He will acquire all the good qualities of a great Vaishnava. He will be Mahajan. He will be like one of the best devotee of the Lord. Hearing this, now Satyavati started in anxiety. She told, what happened? Oh, my son, please help. But Vyasadeva told, it is not possible. Now I am going. Maybe your middle son, Pandu, will inherit the throne, next throne. In this way, he left. So in this way, now with the help of Vyasadeva. So these three children come out from Ambika, who? Dhritarashtra. He appeared as blind. And from Ambalika, Pandu. And from the maid servant of Ambika, or maid servant of Vijitra Vijaya, as this Prabhupada translated here, who came? Vidura. So the three brothers. This is the history of India, Mahabharata. So this is the topic in this verse, but Prabhupada in purport he told, in this age of Kali, this is not allowed. Devarena Sutatpati, when a brothers, a person cannot beget a children, sorry, child in a womb of his wife, then his brother can do that. That was the principle here, what Vyasadeva followed. That was in Dwapara. In previous yugas, that was allowed. But in this age of Kali, Prabhupada quoted from Brahmavaita Purana, the verse, five things are prohibited. Asvamedham gavalambham and sannyasam palapautrikam devarena sutautpati kalau pancha vivarjaya. These five things are prohibited in the age of Kali. Asvamedha jagya. To sacrifice a horse, to sacrifice a horse in a jagya, or sacrifice of pasumedha, gomedha, and as prohibited. So, generally, also to sacrifice a horse in a, or ki, to as oblation, offering a horse in oblation in a jagya. So, because why the people are performing asvamedha jagya? Because they decorated a horse very nicely, and king, when he wants to be emperor of the entire world, he declared himself, I am the emperor of the world. Anyone wants to challenge me, then stop this horse. If you have power, ready, be ready to fight with me. Then he put a letter, he wrote a letter, and it is hanging on the head of the horse, and then just tell. But who can claim now in these days that I am the emperor of the world? Anyone has this courage? No one will accept. There are so many. Even maybe he is a president of US or maybe prime minister of UK. Cannot claim I am the emperor of the whole entire world. So it is not possible to perform asvamedha jagya in this age of Kali. And sacrificing a cow, it is prohibited. It is most sinful activities in this age. And then sannyasa, taking renounced order of life, is also prohibited in the age of Kali. But still our all Vaishnava acharyas, they took sannyas. Who? Ramanuja Acharya, Madhava Acharya, Vishnu Swami, and Nimbarka. They are acharya of the four sampradaya of the Vaishnavas, but they all took sannyas. Even Mayavada Sampradaya's preacher, Shankaracharya, also took sannyas. And even Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi. Madhavendra Puri was a sannyasi. Ishwara Puri was a sannyasi. They took sannyas. So conclusion is that the sannyas word is used in this verse, that is for karma sannyas and jnana sannyas. To renounce order, accepting renounce order for do some for achieve sajujya mukti. Jnanis, they want sajujya mukti. Or thinking I am God. Everyone is Brahman, just mayavada sannyas. This is prohibited. Or karma sannyas, taking sannyas to do some charitable works, just like become sannyas, then you, for your sense gratification, for name, fame, and all these things, you do some charitable works, opening hospitals and opening a school, and all this, like distributing clothes, all these things, like this step. Some other sampradaya sannyasis, they're doing like this. They do not know what is the goal of life. Their goal is not to achieve prema or the love of Godhead. So doing this type of work or this type of karma sannyas is prohibited. So their sannyas is allowed in this age of Kali only for performing for a pure devotional service unto Lord, to surrender to the Lord, that is surrender in mind, body and words. Kaya, mono, bhakya. That's a tridanda. Vaishnava sannyasi, he holds a sannyasa danda that have three dots inside, three bamboo sticks inside. Kaya, mono, bhakya represents that we declare that I am surrender completely to Krishna in my body, mind and words. Always remember this. And then there is also another danda, is called a jiva danda. He understood that I am a living entity. I am not Bhagavan. My abode thing, think that after sannyasi, nara narayana bhavet. Human being become God. Namo narayana, everyone, all, so they think, now we are all narayana. So that is not allowed. So here is sannyasa, that is the mayabad sannyas, or jnana sannyas, or karma sannyas is prohibited. Sannyas is like some organization like Ramakrishna Mission, they are sannyasis, but they can eat chicken. They can eat everything, whatever they like. And so this type of sannyas is prohibited, karma sannyas and jnana sannyas. Then, devarana, sannyasa palapautrikam, that is offering offering of oblations, a place to the forefathers. In previous ages, this was allowed. Kshatriyas, they are going to forest and killing some deer. The meat of a deer is offered to the forefathers. This is prohibited in this age. And then the begetting children in the brother's wife, that is Vyasadeva did. That was in Dwapara Yuga. And in this age of Kali, it is not allowed. That is, Prabhupada gave the conclusion in his purport. Hare Krishna. So it is already, I think, time. So any question or comment?